Welcome to Retrofit, the podcast review for the Friends in Tech Network. Looking back on the week of October 16th, 2005. This is Douglas E. Welch. For more information on Friends in Tech, visit our website at friendsintech.com. There you'll find links to newly released podcasts, combined forums for all member shows, our RSS feed, and exclusive content like our upcoming Halloween special, The Server Room of Horrors, and Fit Tips, an ongoing collection of short hints to help make your computer life a little bit easier. This past week on In the Trenches, discussion about nonsensical antivirus policies, forensic tools, UPS is giving birth, and bare metal backups with Acronis TrueImage for servers.
That's okay. We've got some nitwit who, in corporate IT, who thought it would be a brilliant idea to have our antivirus clients run a job, a full scan, on a daily basis starting at 10:15 a.m. 10:15 a.m., the thing kicks off and runs, and I checked my log the other day to see what mine ran because I let it, just let it run. That thing ran 9 hours.
Case stuff, but one of the popular free ones is if you go over to Foundstone, in their free tools section, they have a little group of forensic tools in their tool called Pasco, and it's been around for a while, and it runs on a number of different platforms. But basically, it'll take that index.dat file and turn it into a delimited text file that you can say pull into Excel to show the whole URL and the date last modified for access and such. So
power did end up staying off for quite a while. It was over for off for well over an hour, And so I said, well, hell, I've got this one UPS here that I need to change out batteries. This is a great time to do it, So it's one of those rack mount, APC RM3000s or 3000 RM,
Oh yeah, I have some of those.
And so, the battery packs, they're like, little bitty motorcycle batteries, But
and they have those wonderful Scotch tape pull tabs.
Oh, you haven't heard all of it, dude. So they've got,
I bought two of these. License, and I've got media on the way for Acronis TrueImage for server. Not for client, but server.
Oh, really?
Yeah, supposedly it can image the thing while the server's up and running. So I'm going to find out.
You're going to find out.
On Career Opportunities, the High Tech Career Handbook, in a piece entitled Balancing Act, I address the issue of balance between the needs of the IT department and the users it serves. There's no single cause of this out-of-balance situation. In fact, there's enough blame to go around for everyone involved, no matter how large the company. Both sides contribute to the problem. IT departments can become draconian in their control over technology, putting standardization and compliance before all else, even when it harms productivity. Clients can become enamored with highly specialized hardware and software that defies integration into the corporate workflow. On the Typical PC User podcast, Victor was thrilled to have lots of content provided by his listeners and other great podcasters. This included George Starcher from the In the Trenches podcast talking about Windows Media Center, Dave and JP from the Dave and JP podcast discussing the importance of the front side bus, John Bell making us laugh as Mr. Soliloquy, and Lance Heath from the Digital Experience podcast, borrowing the Typical PC User podcast feed while he's moving. This is just the way Victor likes it. Lots of listener participation.
I have found that some of the best bargains on the web come from other consumers, people just like you who have stuff to sell, have a need to sell it, and they go to online auctions to do that. It's simply a web-based version of a traditional auction. You find an item that you want, then you place a bid on that item.
I have an HP Z545 Digital Entertainment Center downstairs. What this is it is a Media Center PC, Windows XP, that is built to look exactly like one of your other pieces of home entertainment equipment. It fits perfectly in your stack, especially if you're like me, you got all Sony gear, it's all black. So if you go to HP.com and then you look down entertainment systems, and there's HP Digital Entertainment Centers. I picked one of these up last fall for my Christmas present to myself. And of course, my edition is a little bit older than the ones you see listed on the website. But in essence, they're P4 computers.
There's a new potential hurricane brewing out there called Wilma. And this is the last of the names they have for hurricanes this season. As much as I'll enjoy saying, here comes Wilma, it's a pity they don't continue the alphabet and use a land.
We could lend a little bit of our expertise anyway and a little bit of our insight. So, JP, I'll ask you a few questions. Front side buses.
Right.
Every computer has them?
Every computer has them.
Laptops, desktops, they all have them.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Treat me like I'm a computer idiot.
Okay.
Might not be too hard for you. Let's say I'm buying a computer, and let's say I have a choice between a 2.6 gigahertz Pentium 4 computer.
Okay.
And a 3 gigahertz Pentium 4 computer.
All right.
Which would you take?
Well, that would depend, actually, on the speed of the front side bus.
Tell me more.
Well, the front side bus has many of the typical...
What secrets lurk in your server room? This is a Friends in Tech production at www.friendsintech.
Hey, did you guys hear that on tomorrow, the 19th, Apple is scheduled to hold an event again? What the heck? And they're definitely playing the game, a game with the media, or the game, whatever game that they want it to be, with us, and us podcasters are no different. Only a week will have expired when Steve Jobs takes the stage again to announce what the industry insiders can only speculate will be new hardware in the Pro line, meaning the Power Mac and Power Book.
I am really glad that we got to do a show with so many different participants. As I keep telling you, I want the show to be about you guys. Send me your MP3 files. Send me your emails at typicalpcuser@gmail.com and become part of the show. That's what it's about. For now, this is Victor Cajal of the Typical PC User Podcast saying enjoy.
PC. The latest Tech Rag Tearouts podcast comes in two parts, released Friday, October 14th and Sunday, October 16th. Tech Tidbits Daily looks at Little Snitch by Objective Development, Griffin iMic, Zythos Enterprise Document Management Suite 5.0, recent Google and Sun Microsystems agreements, and new LCD monitor recommendations from Maximum PC.
This podcast is actually going to be in two parts, one part posted on Friday and the other on Sunday. Part one has content from Network World, Software Development Times, Information World, Information Week, PC Magazine, and Government Computer News. And part two will have content from Baseline, Communications ACM, Maximum PC, Federal Computer Week, Network Computing, eWeek, and Computer Reseller News.
Hey, this is Kevin Devon.
And this is George Starcher of In the Trenches.
The podcast for systems administrators and IT professionals at www.kevindevon.com.
You're listening to Retrofit, a quick recap of this past week's shows of Friends in Tech.
www.friendsintech.com.
And now,
back to Douglas.
Chuck Chat Technorama celebrates its 50th show. Chuck and Craig had their big prize drawing, buttery Star Wars goodness, lessons from Einstein, and Linux commands every geek should know. Technorama helps you to be a well-rounded geek.
U.S. astronaut born on this day in 1956. And that's the way it was on this day in tech history for October 17th, 2005. Indeed fix that awful flanging noise is better, and it does encode faster than the iTunes lame encoder, which is a nice workaround if we have to use it, but we don't need it anymore with iTunes 6, so I'm really happy to see that's fixed.
Cool.
Also, Samsung was forced to pay $300 million due to price fixing of DRAM. Recently,
cha-ching.
They had kind of like this, the memory makers of DRAM had this cartel thing going on, and Samsung got their hands slapped to the tune of $300 million. Homemade cooling system of sorts. Mm-hmm. That's all I know at this point. I got it secondhand. The when we were talking with Steve about GSMs the other day, or if you are a listener in series, you probably just heard it a few moments ago. 411 on how that goes.
All right. The basic problem is that I have several computers in one room.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
As he looks around at about eight.
Yeah.
Like Microsoft patenting the double click and, you know, Amazon doing the one-click shopping. This is about as silly as that.
It's so, to keep the high-priced lawyers in business. That's all it is.
Apparently.
Welcome to Technorama. I'm Chuck Tomasi. Chuck is short for Charles, and with me is Craig Stepp. Craig is short for Craig. How are you tonight? Crescent, just so happened that we've been trying to line up, and it lined up right now on show number 50. We are very glad to have Steve here. Maybe get some local press out of it. Steve is actually going. We also have some recent news about Gmail in the UK. And we've got our, of course, we've got our special prize drawing for show number 50.
Sunday, Technorama presents Monster Geek Rally. Witness the ultimate in Monster Geek events like the speed cable crimping, extreme programming, ultimate data restore competition, and the equipment rack pull. See such big names as Super Geek, Cakefoot, Debugger, the Hexadecimal, Java Man, and the Emulator. Meet the hosts of Technorama, Chuck and Craig, free pocket protectors of the first 100 kids age 1100 and under. So tape up your glasses and come on down to the Octal Data Center Sunday. It's open at 4:43. Monster Geek Rally, Sunday. Tickets available at www.chuckchat.com. Brought to you by Technorama.
The Mike Tech Show was on the road last week, but that didn't stop Mike from learning more about protocol analysis and various security traffic sniffing tools. You've heard of cryptography, but Mike discovers steganography.
This week at the HP Technology Forum, I attended several sessions on Exchange Server 2003, how to cluster it, the do's and don'ts, problems with Exchange, troubleshooting, very informative classes. I also went to a class on Microsoft Virtual Server 2005, and for attending that, everybody who was in that session received free from Microsoft the full enterprise version of the software. Now, I have yet to play with that, but I intend to cover that on a future show. It's made for Windows 2003, and you can run virtual operating systems within server operating systems within 2003. So I intend to play with that, and I will report back on how that is. I have not played with VMware, but I know that's a very large competitor. She is a heavy hitter with security and a definitely a very, very true geek and network person. It was a very, very entertaining sessions. Now, with one of the utilities, it's a packet builder software, she actually created a packet. She has a 10-year-old son who plays Halo, and she created a packet that she sent across her network that would deplete the life of the character that her son was playing when it's dinner time. So that's pretty cool. This is the kind of level of it. Do not install the latest version of WinPCAP, which is 3.1. Install 3.0 instead, because 3.1 will actually interfere with some of the other utilities that I'm going to talk about. So until everything's updated, right now, the site that I'm going to have for WinPCAP, I want you to go to the archives and download version 3.0, install that first, then install Ethereal, the 10.13 version. And by the way, the reason why they have 0.10.13 is they never believe that there will be a version 1, that it will always, always be enhanced. And this is open source, a free program that I highly recommend. Now, something that happened at the conference on Monday, the first day, the wireless network, nobody could get an IP address. Someone brought to the conference a DHCP server that interfered with all of the DHCP that was servers that were handing out addresses.
This has been Retrofit Number 1, produced by Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. To receive future episodes of Retrofit, add the Friends in Tech RSS feed to your favorite podcatching client. Questions and comments can be posted on the website, in the Friends in Tech forums, or email to retrofit@friendsintech.com. Technical production by George Starcher and Victor Cahiao. Music by Victor Cahiao. This is Douglas E. Welch for the Friends in Tech Network.